Welcome to the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hello and welcome. I'm so excited to be here today and to tell you all about the three marketing secrets that ignite business growth. Before we dive in, I want you to think about your current marketing efforts. Are you seeing the growth you desire? Are you struggling to stand out in a crowded market? Well, you're not alone. In my years of working with businesses across various industries, I've seen these challenges time and time again. But here's the good news. We're about to change all that. Marketing in today's fast-paced, digital-first world can feel so overwhelming. With so many platforms, tools, and strategies available, it's easy to get lost in the noise. Many business owners find themselves jumping from one tactic to another, never quite finding their footing. Others stick to outdated methods, wondering why they're not seeing results. And some simply avoid marketing altogether, hoping their product or service will speak for itself. But here's the truth. In today's competitive landscape, effective marketing isn't just nice to have. It's essential for business growth. It's the difference between thriving and merely surviving. The good news is that with the right approach, marketing can become a powerful engine for your business growth rather than a source of stress and confusion. So today, we're going to uncover three marketing secrets that can truly ignite your business growth. These aren't just tactics. They're transformative strategies that can take your business to the next level. We'll explore how to develop a comprehensive marketing strategy that aligns with your business goals, why delegating your marketing to experts can be a game changer, and how data-driven decision-making can supercharge your results. These secrets have helped countless businesses break through plateaus, reach new audiences, and achieve sustainable long-term growth. Whether you're a solopreneur just starting out or an established business looking to scale, these strategies can work for you. So are you ready to revolutionize your marketing and accelerate your growth? Let's do this. So first, we're going to talk about the first secret that can ignite your business growth. It's developing a comprehensive marketing strategy. Many businesses make the mistake of approaching marketing haphazardly, trying different tactics without a clear plan. They might jump on the latest trends or mimic competitors without considering if these approaches align with their business goals. This throwing spaghetti at the wall approach, as I like to call it, rarely leads to sustainable growth. Think about this. Would you start a cross-country road trip without a map or a GPS? Probably not. Yet many businesses embark on their marketing journey without a clear direction. They might have a vague destination in mind, something like more customers or higher revenue, but no real plan for how to get there. The secret is to develop a comprehensive, well-thought-out marketing strategy. A solid strategy acts as a roadmap, guiding all your marketing efforts and ensuring they work together towards your business goals. It helps you make informed decisions about where to invest your time and resources and provides a framework for measuring your success. So how do you develop an effective marketing strategy? Here's what you do. First, clearly define your business goals. What do you want to achieve in the next quarter, year, or 5 years? Your marketing strategy should align with this and support these goals. Be specific here. Instead of a vague goal like grow the business, aim for something measurable like increase revenue by 25% in the next 12 months, or expand into two new markets by the end of the year. Next, understand your target audience. Who are your ideal clients? What are their pain points, desires, and behaviors? This understanding will inform all aspects of your strategy. Develop detailed buyer personas that go beyond basic demographics. What motivates your customers? What challenges do they face? Where do they get their information? The more you understand your audience, the better you can tailor your marketing to resonate with them. Then articulate your unique value proposition. What does that mean? What sets you apart from the competitors? Why should your customers choose you? This should be at the core of your marketing messages. Your unique value proposition isn't just about what you do. It's about the specific benefit you provide to your customers. It's the intersection of what you're good at, what your customers need, and what sets you apart from the competition. After that, choose your marketing channels. Choose them wisely. Based on your audience and goals, which platforms and methods will be most effective? This might include social media, content marketing, email campaigns, paid advertising, or a combination of them. Remember, you don't need to be everywhere. You need to be where your audience is. Choose your channel strategically and focus on doing a few things well rather than spreading yourself too thin. And then finally, set specific, measurable objectives for each of your strategies. These could include metrics like increased website traffic, higher conversion rates, or improved customer retention. Make sure these objectives are SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So let's consider a real-world example here. Imagine a small business coaching firm. Instead of randomly posting on social media or sending occasional emails, they develop a comprehensive strategy. It looks like this. Their goal is to double their client base in the next year. They identify their ideal clients as small business owners in the tech industry who are struggling with scaling their operations. Their unique value proposition is their specialized knowledge in tech industry growth challenges and their proven methodology for overcoming these. They choose to focus on LinkedIn for social media, start a podcast featuring successful tech entrepreneurs, and implement a robust email marketing campaign. They set specific objectives like increasing LinkedIn followers by 50%, achieving 1,000 podcast downloads per episode, and improving email open rates to 25%. With this strategy in place, all their marketing efforts are aligned and working toward the same goal. They're not wasting resources on ineffective tactics, and they have a clear way to measure their progress. But developing a strategy is just the beginning. Implementation is key. Break your strategy down into actionable steps and create a timeline for implementation. Assign responsibilities if you're working with a team, and most importantly, be prepared to adapt. Remember, a good marketing strategy isn't set in stone. It should be flexible enough to adapt to changing market conditions or new opportunities. Regularly review and refine your strategy to ensure it continues to serve your business goals. Set aside time each quarter to assess your progress, analyze your results, and make necessary adjustments. By developing a comprehensive marketing strategy, you're not just hoping for growth, you're planning for it. You're creating a roadmap that will guide all your marketing efforts, ensuring they work together coherently toward your business goals. This strategic approach can ignite significant and sustainable business growth. So take the time to develop your strategy. It might seem like a lot of work up front, but it will save you time, money, and frustration in the long run. And most importantly, it will set you up for real, sustainable growth. Now, let's uncover the second marketing secret that can propel your business growth. It's delegating marketing to experts who love doing it. Many business owners fall into the trap of trying to do everything themselves, including marketing tasks they might not enjoy or excel at. This can lead to inconsistent efforts, subpar results, and burnout. It's a common scenario. You started your business because you're passionate about your product or service, not because you wanted to become a marketing guru. Yet you find yourself spending hours struggling with social media posts, wrestling with email campaigns, or trying to decipher your Google Analytics. The secret is to recognize when it's time to hand over the reins to experts who are passionate about marketing. This isn't about admitting defeat or giving up control. It's about strategic allocation of resources, namely your time and energy. Think about it this way. In every other area of your business, you likely recognize the value of expertise. You wouldn't try to handle your own legal issues without a lawyer, would you? Or do your own taxes without an accountant? So why should marketing be any different? So how do you effectively delegate your marketing? Here's what you need to do. First, identify the marketing tasks that you dread or that consistently fall to the bottom of your to-do list. These are prime candidates for delegation. It's a great starting point. Maybe it's writing blog posts, managing your social media accounts, or analyzing your website traffic. Be honest with yourself about what you enjoy and what you don't. Then next, you'll assess your strengths and weaknesses. What aspects of marketing do you excel at, if anything? And where do you struggle? This honest evaluation will help you determine which tasks to keep, which to delegate. And in some cases, you may delegate it all. But perhaps you are great at coming up with great ideas, but struggle with the technical aspects of implementation. Or maybe you're good at analyzing data, but find content creation challenging. Then research and find experts who specialize in the areas where you need help. This could be freelancers, agencies, or even part-time employees, depending upon your business model and depending upon your needs and budget. Look for professionals who not only have the skills you need, but also understand your industry and share your values. Finally, clearly communicate your brand voice, goals, and expectations to ensure the experts can seamlessly integrate with your vision. Provide them with as much information as possible about your business, your audience, and your objectives. The more they understand your business, the better they can represent it. Let's look at an example. Consider a talented life coach who's great at working with clients and Consider a talented life coach who's great at working with clients. They hate blog writing. They don't do a good job of it. It's not engaging. So here's how they might approach delegation. We're going to talk about how they can identify that social media management and blog writing tasks they dislike and often neglect. Then they recognize that their strength lies in one-on-one coaching and public speaking, not in written content creation. Third, they research and hire a social media manager and a content writer who specializes in the personal development industry. They have a detailed onboarding session with these experts, sharing their brand voice, target audience, and key messages. What's the result? The life coach now has a consistent, engaging social media presence and a blog filled with valuable content, all without having to do the tasks they dreaded. They're free to focus on what they do best, coaching clients and developing their programs. But delegation just isn't about offloading tasks you dislike. It's about recognizing that marketing is a specialized skill set. Just as your clients come to you for expertise, it makes sense to turn to marketing experts for theirs. Marketing is a complex and ever-evolving field. From understanding the latest algorithm changes on social media platforms to crafting compelling email campaigns, it takes time and dedication to stay on top of best practices. When you delegate to experts who love what they do, you're not just saving time. You're likely to see better results because these tasks are being handled by people who are passionate about them and stay up to date with the latest trends and best practices. They can bring fresh ideas and perspectives to your marketing efforts, helping you stand out in a crowded market. Remember, effective delegation doesn't mean completely hands-off. You should still be involved in setting the overall marketing strategy and ensuring all efforts align with your brand and goals. but the day-to-day execution can be handled by those who specialize in it. So how do you start delegating your marketing? Begin by identifying those marketing tasks that are essential for your business, but that you either struggle with or dislike. Then research the freelancers or agencies that specialize in those areas, look at their portfolios, read their reviews, and don't be afraid to ask for references. Choose a few candidates that look good, interview them, and then the key next step is giving them a paid test project to see if they really have the chops to do the work for you. When evaluating potential marketing partners, look for someone who takes the time to understand your business and your goals. They should be asking you questions about your target audience, your unique value proposition, and your business objectives. Avoid anyone who promises overnight success or guarantees specific results. Marketing is a process, not a magic wand. There is no guaranteed result and there is no overnight success. By delegating marketing tasks to experts who love them, you free up your time and energy to focus on what you do best. And this can lead to improved marketing results, reduced stress, and ultimately ignite significant business growth. It allows you to have a robust, effective marketing strategy without having to become a marketing expert yourself. So if you find yourself dreading your marketing tasks or putting them off until the last minute, it's time to consider delegation. Focus on what you do best and let marketing experts handle the rest. Your business and your stress levels will thank you for it. And now we are on to the best kept secret number three. That one is data-driven decision-making. In the past, marketing often relied on gut feelings and creative hunches. While creativity is still crucial, the businesses that are seeing explosive growth are the ones that are harnessing the power of data to inform their marketing decisions. Think about it. Would you rather make decisions based on guesswork or on solid evidence? Data-driven marketing allows you to understand what's working, what's not, and where to focus your efforts for maximum growth. It takes the guesswork out of marketing and allows you to make informed decisions that get real results. But what exactly do we mean by data-driven decision-making? It's about collecting and analyzing relevant data to guide your marketing strategies and tactics. Instead of relying solely on intuition or past practices, you're letting the numbers tell the story and guide your path forward. So how do you implement data-driven decision-making in your marketing? Here's how to do that. First, identify the key metrics that matter for your business. These might include website traffic, conversion rates, customer acquisition, lifetime customer value, and return on ad spend, among many, many others. The key here is to focus on metrics that directly tie to your business goals. Don't get caught up in the vanity metrics, how many likes and comments and followers that look good on paper, but don't actually impact your bottom line. Next, set up systems to track these metrics. This might involve tools like Google Analytics, CRM software, social media analytics, and email marketing platforms. The good news is that many of these tools are free or low cost, making data-driven marketing accessible to businesses of all sizes. Then, regularly review and analyze your data. Look for trends, patterns, and insights. What marketing efforts are driving the best results? Where are you seeing the highest ROI? This is not a one-time task. It should be an ongoing process. Set aside time each week or month to dive into your numbers. If you need a glass of wine while you're doing it, so be it. Finally, use these insights to inform your marketing decisions. Double down on what's working, adjust or abandon what's not, and continually test and optimize your marketing efforts. This is where the rubber meets the road, where data transforms into action. So let's consider an e-commerce business as an example. By analyzing their data, they might discover that their email marketing campaigns have a much higher ROI than their social media ads. Their customers who purchase a particular product often come back to buy complementary items, and their website has a high bounce rate on mobile devices. So armed with these insights, they could make data-driven decisions to allocate more resources to email marketing and improve their email strategies. They could create bundled offers or targeted upsells for the complimentary products that go with past purchases. And they could optimize their website for mobile to improve user experience and reduce bounce rates. By making decisions based on data rather than assumptions, they can focus their efforts where they'll have the biggest impact on growth. But data-driven marketing isn't just about looking at numbers after the fact. It's also about using data to predict trends and anticipate customer needs. For example, you might use historical data to forecast seasonal trends in your business, allowing you to plan your marketing campaigns more effectively. It's important to note that data-driven marketing isn't about drowning in numbers. It's about identifying the metrics that truly matter for your business and using them to make smarter decisions. Start small if you're new to this approach. Choose a few key metrics to focus on and gradually expand your data analysis as you become more comfortable. Also, don't forget the human element. Data can tell you what is happening, but it often requires human insight to understand why it's happening and how to respond. Use data as a tool to inform your decisions, not as a replacement for critical thinking and creativity. One of the biggest benefits of data-driven marketing is that it allows you to be more agile and responsive. Instead of waiting months to see if a marketing campaign is successful, you can often get real-time or near real-time feedback. And this allows you to make quick adjustments, optimizing your efforts on the fly. For example, if you're running an ad campaign, you can monitor its performance daily. If you see that certain ad variations are performing better than others, you can allocate more of your budget to those high-performing ads, maximizing your return on investment. Data-driven decision-making in marketing can lead to more efficient use of resources, better ROI, and ultimately faster business growth. It allows you to continually refine and improve your marketing efforts, creating a cycle of ongoing growth and improvement. However, it is important to remember that becoming data-driven is a journey, not a destination. As your business grows and evolves, so too should your approach to data. Regularly reassess with metrics matter most to your business and be open to adopting new tools and technologies that can help you gather and analyze data more effectively. By embracing data-driven decisions making, you're positioning your business for smart, sustainable growth. You're moving from guesswork to strategy to hoping for results to planning for success. So start small, but start today. Choose a few key metrics to track, set up the necessary tools, and commit to regularly reviewing your data over time. You'll develop a deeper understanding of your business, your customers, which will allow you to make marketing decisions that truly drive growth. So I want to end really quickly with a challenge. I want to challenge you to choose one of these secrets to focus on in the next month. Maybe you'll sit down and create a comprehensive marketing strategy, mapping out your goals and the steps to achieve them, or you'll identify marketing tasks you've been struggling with and research experts who take them off your plate, or maybe you'll set up systems to track and analyze your key marketing metrics, committing to making decisions based on data rather than hunches. Whatever you choose, commit to it. Take that first step, because even small changes in your marketing approach can lead to big results in your business growth. And remember, you don't have to do it all at once. Start with one area, see the results, and then move on to the next. So here's to your marketing success and the incredible growth it will bring your business. Go out and make it happen.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.